Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Kiddush by day. Me'atz Hashem, today we'll discuss making Kiddush on whiskey, so on and so forth. The Shulchan Aruch is Siman Reish Pei Tesif Beis Paskins that b'mokum she'ein hayayim mod, so you don't have wine, have a sheicher v'shar mashkin chamar medina, and you can make kaddish on it. Besides for water, and our minig is that any drink that's k'sidah chashav, a drink is k'sidah chamar medina, and a lot of places they have a minig that by day they'll be soymich on chamar medina for kiddush, even in the case where is yayim matzu. We have wine, but still the minig is that we are soymich on chamar medina. A lot of klayis are soymich on chamar medina, which means all the chashav drinks for kiddush by day. Now, if you make kiddush on whiskey, the Mishmaru Paskins, you make kiddush on whiskey, he says that you have to make sure ach yizar likach kois machzik revius velishes menem loy lugbav shuroy revius. The Mishmaru and Reish Ayin Beis Sivkat Lamed says that if you're going to make kiddush on whiskey, you should make sure you have a cup that holds a revius, which the smallest share is 3.3 ounces, and then drink roiv revius. But lemaisa, that's what Mishmaru says. Mishmaru says that that's what you should do. But lemaisa, there are some in Klai Yisrael when they make a kiddush on whiskey, they make it a small schnapps cup, which is like 1 ounce or 1.5 ounces. So what's the pshat? So in the Chumas Marasham, he says, he writes like this: Shirah kama gedolim shekidshu abayka asuchas katan sheyayin sarva. So a lot of gedolim make kiddush on a small little schnapps cup, and they based it on the Taz. The Taz says that even though usually you need a revius in order to make a bari nefashis, but the Taz says when you're drinking whiskey, since it's so chashuv, so even less than a revius, you can make a bari nefashis. And therefore, the Marasham said there kiddush as well. That's what a lot of gedolim make, held kiddush for the same thing. And he says kedayim lismach aleihem a kiddush al sharchus. You can be samech on that. And the Bechacha and Esha Avram also writes the same thing, but he ends off that it's a nachoin that you should have a shir, and let everyone who's sitting there listening to the kiddush be mitzdarif, because the halacha is, if you make a shir on a revius, so you're supposed to drink yourself the revius. But we've spoken before that if that's not possible, if everyone around you drinks the whole revius up, then it's fine also, and therefore it's better if you do that than just to make a kiddush on a small schnapps cup. That's what it says in the Bechacha. Now, in Kaivitz Alachos, Shmuel Kanetsky says that even though this kula is spread all over the place, he says that Shmuel Kanetsky says ain lisma chazeb klal, and he says you're not yoytze yidei kiddush, and the people who heard it are also not yoytze kiddush because you have to have a revius shalem, you have to have a full revius. That's what Shmuel Kanetsky holds. And I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, which is a more chassidish sefer, so he says first of all, benegay to make kiddush bechlal on whiskey, he says, if you don't have a Mesaira, you should definitely make kiddush on wine or grape juice, unless it hurts you, it's bad for you. But if not, if you don't have the Mesaira, you should not make kiddush on schnapps. And it brings down from the Mishmar Shalom that Alpia Soid from the Arizal, you should make a very pretty goffin by Kedusha Rabbah. And then he talks about the small cases. He also says that we found a lot of Gedoilim Vitzadikim. They were makadish on a small kais of yayin sarif, and they tasted a little bit. Nemsemach on the taz, but again he writes, and there's also omnam gam bezel. Misha aim esaris berura beyadoi ain lelahakel, because really this taz is not like a magen avram, it's not like the mishabura, it's not like most of the achrayim, and therefore only mishasat chak you should be semach on this. But do this every time, unless you have a mesaira, you have a mesaira berura, you should not be makel. And therefore, what comes out is like this: that definitely someone has the minig to make kiddush on a small schnapps cup. Yes, I mean lismaich already big gedolim came from the Rapshitzer, the Chozim Leblin, the Marasham. They all made kiddush on small schnapps, on a small amount of schnapps. Make kiddush on that is what the Besemich on. But if someone does not have a Mesaira, it's not so partial to make up, because the Maisa, if you don't have a Mesaira, you go with the Mishbur, you go with the Magen Avram, they all say they need Dafka or Revius. You need Dafka or Revius. And therefore, if you're going to make kiddush on schnapps, you want to Semich on that, you should use a Revius and have the Olam try to all drink it together to drink the Roiv Revius all together, and then you could be Yaitza. Now, there's another thing that we spoke at other times, that to make on a disposable cup is also not so poshid. So here, if you make Kiddush on a schnapps cup, on a schnapps cup that's disposable, and it's schnapps, and it's a small amount, it's mamish shloisha l'reisa, you mamish shemich on three different kulas, it's not so poshid to be Yaitza Kiddush, especially if you have right in front of you a wine with a becher. It's not so possible to be soymich on all these coolers.